The energy always follows the mind. If you remember, you are the pure consciousness. It's much better to identify yourself instead of I am somebody. So I'm not saying it's a bad habit. It's simply we've been trapped into the personal identification for a long time, including I'm not good enough, and then I'm not, rich, and then I'm poor. Those are identification. And then nobody loves me, I'm lonely. Okay, those all are self-identification as well as limitation. And most people got it. And they literally, dislike their life, but then they seemingly cannot get out. At the same time, also understand about energy work. Most people do not understand energy work. For me, it's a fundamental, it's very important. Understand it do not mean you master it. That is an infinite art. Not only help you to understand about energy and the mind, but also give you the skillful means to rise above certain level. Awakening, simply, gradually you realize the pure consciousness do not die. This identification is much freer, freeing, than you identify yourself as this body. It's never so-called satisfying. And then when you become the pure consciousness, this consciousness not being trapped in the body and the mind, the body becomes sharpened up, illness, sickness, is not come to you easily. And then you don't understand about the word tiredness. It's a word, but then it means a lot of different things. Some people is losing their heart, they call tiredness. Somebody go to work without enough passion or enthusiasm, they call it tiring. And then you put too much passion, enthusiasm, you are too much concentration and consume a lot of your energy. And then afterward, running out of energy, you feel tired as well. And somebody haven't slept enough, and then you go to work, of course, you're dozing off, and then you call tired. So the word tiredness mean a lot of different things. When you feel tired, instead of, there's two things you can do. Two golden sun, sparrows in the air, or butterfly sweeping. And then tiredness, kind of disappear. And then the other thing you can do to help yourself is simply just lie down or resting, like a cat. When a cat is tired, it's resting. It's around about, 5 or 10 minutes, very short. Just I close my eyes and relax. I don't struggle. Some of you find, tiredness, you start to struggle. And then because of a lower vibrational state, your childhood unhealed and integrated issue rising up, temper tantrum. Even you're 50 or 60, you still got temper tantrum. I don't like this, I want my ice cream, that sort of thing, see? But it with an adult thing. So it's much better, before you have the temper tantrum, it's not you, it's an infant, it's called an infant's mentality, the childhood mentality, or sometimes being termed the infant's ego self. It's not being integrated, with a mature, adult self. And when you are tired, you cannot hold it because you got no energy to hold it. And then your childhood issue rising up. Not because you're nasty, especially, a spiritual student finding, I'm not good enough. Not really. We all got it. So when you learn about this, the energy work, so you learn to activating it, moving it, breathing it in between your day. As I said, only 10 minutes. Lunch break, just do it. You need some discipline to do it. And then resting. Just lie down, cat nap. 5-10 minutes. Recover very, very soon. If you struggle, you're losing more energy. For a spiritual student, if you're very tired, so you learn the art. That is a meditative art. So you rest in the arms of the universe, or you call it the arms of God. And so there's a universal, the source of existence. Sometimes people do not know what is God, It's not really a Christian type of creator, the Father in heaven, that sort of God at all. It's not a person. It is a source of existence. The Taoist describe is everywhere. It's a permanent, absolute, non-manifest. Everything is come from there. Before the Big Bang, permeating time and space, is non-manifest, is a pure potential. There's a source of existence. When you rest in it, everything okay, everything perfect. You have a lot of different energetic systems, by the way. You have auric field, you heard about this, inside and outside. You have different so-called bodies or your attribute. You have the physical attribute via 5 senses. You're the intellectual mind, quite often associated with your five senses, your education, and the, you know, the experiences, all based on three-dimensional existence. So you cannot say, okay, what are you? Who are you? Those are your attributes. It cannot be you, the attribute. And then you have the emotional body. That means you feel. And then you have a mental body. You think, you're creating false form. Everything you see down on earth belongs to somebody, in somebody's mind first. And soon, okay, the form disappears, including your body. You cannot die. You continue. So that means lesson continues. And somebody said, okay, what is heaven? When you're in love, you're in heaven. You can find heaven while you're down here. When you're in pain and fear, you're in hell. You don't have to die to go in hell. You experience it, as I said, okay? So in love, you're in heaven. Regardless, okay, you have a body or not. In the three-dimensional world, you cannot really find God. But then only in the consciousness reserve, you find God. You just have to be, you know, ready to contemplate about this. It's self-evident. Just like once upon a time, I look into the sky, okay? Who am I? Why am I here? What is going on? So even Stephen Hawking described, okay, in the physical universe, okay, there's no such thing as God. And then the meditator, and then they find, wow. And then the Taoist described, it cannot be named. All embracing. So the consciousness, also the same. Eventually, when you open it, and then you realize, okay, the source of existence is everywhere. Simply, you identify who you are forever. And then your consciousness is linked with everything. You're permeating the universe, is not being limited by it. There's definitely, okay, a different realm of existence, sometimes being called hell, purgatory in the Christianity, as well as the heaven. But there's a kind of a short version about life. There's a lower consciousness and a higher consciousness. You lower your vibration, you become ghostly. You raise the vibration, you become angelic. When you master it, you become gods and goddesses with a little g. So that is called enlightenment, one with everything. It's only the consciousness and able to know about all this. And in between, okay, so we all struggle. It's through evolution, time and space. The body is just a vehicle for the qi to go through. And basically, you are the driver for temporary to make the most out of it. So there's a consciousness. And there's an energy field everywhere, connecting with everything in the entire universe and beyond. And this field, without better word, we call consciousness, itself knows. Not knowing like your brain, it knows. It just knows. And then fire, okay, you know, the energy system is a simply give you something. Whatever is truth, life itself always supportive. That is called truth. Whatever is untruth, life cannot support you. So thus, you deteriorate. Even the manifestation as a physical existence, life supports you, or you cannot survive. Understand about this. So that means if life in you, so if it's pro-life, it's always strong. If it is not pro-life, it's become weak. Okay? Sickness is a weakness, by the way. But then through you, you are the manifestation of life, providing you don't block it. So life then will try its best to inform you as well. We all being programmed. And lower vibration trapped you. I hate you. You get trapped, see? People hate you. If you believe it and cannot transcend it, you feel kind of sick effect. You know what I mean? Don't hate people because they feel it. I hate you, really, okay? You know, I really hate you. Can you see that? If somebody close to you, you get the effect. So you then have to be really, okay, ally yourself. That is creating the karmic web. That means, you know, you meet each other again. See, that is the reason why, you know, set each other free so they cannot influence you on the lower level. You only connect with people on the heart center level. That means soul to soul. That is a freedom. Don't connect with people on the lower level, okay? For me, so-called divinity is real. And then the word God, okay, quite often is being misused. So thus, okay, it's nice to utilize the word love, but then down here, love, the word love also being misused. Sometimes, okay, you know, I desperately need you, we call love. And then, you know, I don't need you anymore, I don't love you, okay, you can't, because love is permanent. That's what we share. And then gradually we raise the vibration, give you the skillful means, because it's very, very important. Because my recommendation for my student, live a beautiful, happy, fulfilled, and successful life. And then utilize, okay, the power. Love is power. Mountaintop is power. Intellect is not so powerful. Everybody, okay, understand if the person thinking too much, they disempower themselves. The quiet person, more powerful, more powerful. Thus, thinking is a bad habit. But a lot of people don't know this. And then we've been trained to think, okay, for decades. Solve a problem, get an education. So we rely on our thinking. Understand about changing. Changing is good because you're moving upward and expanding. To start with, you extend, and gradually, okay, so you can hold that. That is called consistency. When you're getting brighter and brighter, it's automatically the brightness in you is spilling out, okay, to the world, to people around you. And then you have completely different, okay, how you can fulfill your life. People ask me, how can I be happy? I can tell you, it's not easy, but then true happy people is always helpful people, always supportive people. Do you understand? Not because what they get. It very much depends on how much, okay, they can share and how much they can support. Make sense to you? Most people don't understand the secret of happiness. It's how much, okay, you can share. Instead of how much you can give me, how much you can love me. Give me more love, give me more money, give me more this and that. The person is not so happy, actually. So gradually, it's a vibration thing. You have a powerful tool. It's an introduction, okay? How are you going to use it? Entirely up to you. You said, what if you don't do it this lifetime? 3-4 lifetime later, you will. It's universal. The seed is being planted. How are you going to activate it? Entirely up to you. So that's a free will and choice. There's nobody in between to punishing you. You're attracting, okay? You're attracting the environment and your own vibration. And human existence is only one of the plans of existence, okay? Our soul, our consciousness evolve. So there's an angelic being, they also evolve as well. And the lower vibrational state, they struggle. Just like, you know, when we are lower, get trapped, we struggle. The same. So that's a universal evolution evolve. So intuition have to develop. You feel right, you know what I mean? Do not trust your eyes. Do not trust your brain. You have to feel right. I already told you, gut feeling is animal instinct. Gut feeling. I feel gut feeling, see? And then when the heart opens, your intuition, you have to learn to follow it. Your mind, you are the governor. Tell your mind to follow your heart. Never follow your brain. Do not follow your brain. It's a programming machine. It's not a knowing machine. Don't follow it. You should program it. If you don't, okay, the other people program it for you. Do you understand? Your parent program it for you. Your school program it. It's a programming machine. It's not a knowing mechanism. The brain does not know. Follow your heart. The heart knows. Train your mind to follow your heart. Fundamental. So important. Use the intuition first. And then the technique. To follow the heart. And then you visualize. And then your heart is the heart singing with song. If the singing with joy, you know it. And then you then, okay, put another scenario in your mind and feel your heart. And then the heart sink, not singing, sink, don't follow it. So everything the same. Your heart knows your highest good. Your brain does not. And then, of course, then you're still observing. But then basically, it's a follow-up with your heart.